And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. We start today with Philadelphia, who just set a world record, the largest drag queen story hour. Yeah, right near Independence Hall of all places, 263 people, including many moms with children, gathered at the National Constitution Center for this attempt, seemingly oblivious to the tragic irony. The very site where our founding fathers enshrined unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was witness to the normalization of exposing children to adult sexual themes and identities. Guinness was even on hand to certify the record, apparently happy to tie their brand along with this travesty. And to think, only day three of Pride Month, folks. It's going to be a long June. Speaking of long sentences, a Washington, D.C. judge just handed down a staggering two-year prison term to a 75-year-old woman for protesting outside of an abortion clinic. Let that sink in for just a moment. An elderly woman, a mother of six, a grandmother of eight, being incarcerated for 2 years for standing up for the unborn in our nation's capital. Her husband made a heartfelt plea for mercy, expressing his fear that his ailing wife might not survive the sentence. But the judge, who characterized the lady's actions as violently obstructive and violating civil rights, responded with a seemingly flippant remark that the woman would make an effort to stay alive since it's a tenet of her religion. Please pray for this woman and her husband. More head-shaking Pride news now. Video game franchise Call of Duty, which no Christian should be playing anyway, but especially now that they've released a downloadable Pride pack featuring, I kid you not, transgender Pride bullets, along with bisexual, pansexual, and asexual color schemes for weapons. In an age where we've seen disturbing spikes in trans activist violence, including several mass shootings, somebody thought this one was a good idea. Even more concerning, Scholastic, that's the company that makes textbooks, they're using its Read with Pride initiative to push LGBT books onto kids as young as preschool. Their 2024 guide, matter-of-factly, tells teachers, you absolutely know queer children, and urge them to, quote, disrupt the status quo by validating all identities. Oh, well, we'll end with some good news. A bar in Eagle, Idaho has dubbed June Heterosexual Awareness Month. Predictably, the mob online was triggered by this, but there have also been some real-world consequences like vendor issues for the bar. But the bar says it's also received a flood of support from like-minded people who appreciate them staying true to their values. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.